From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
Do you believe this is ethnic cleansing?
Well, I would answer your question with another question. When one-third of the Rohingya population had to flee the country, can you find a better word to describe it?
Guterres was responding, as you heard, to questions at the UN headquarters in New York about the plight of the Rohingyas, most of whom are Muslims, in an overwhelmingly Buddhist Asian nation. He said, I call on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country. Muslims of Rakhine State must be granted nationality, or at least for now, a legal status, so they can lead a normal life. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least five worshippers and wounding others. The 12 or 13-year-old girl entered the mosque after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Midjiawa Bakari region near the Nigerian border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram militants have been waging a war to establish an Islamist state in the area where Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon share a border. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A survey finds the United States is the world's top small arms trader in a multi-billion dollar industry, followed by Italy, Brazil, Germany, and South Korea. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report's authors warn the concealed nature of the small arms trade increases the chances small weapons will fall into the wrong hands and help fuel conflict and instability. Small Arms Survey senior researcher Paul Holtom tells VOA it is hard to know who is receiving small arms and ammunition from places like North Korea.
One assumes that some of the major recipients from North Korea in 1980s, 1990s have continued to be recipients. And so there's been work carried out by the UN panel of experts monitoring the sanctions on North Korea that's highlighted a number of countries in sub-Saharan Africa that have received assistance in various forms. Current investigations, I understand, are going on with regard to Namibia, with regard to small arms production that's been there, with Uganda, with Eritrea, with the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two teenagers were electrocuted by their own family in Pakistan after eloping, according to police. The so-called honor killings have led to the arrest of both victims' fathers. The victim was a 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy. They ran away August 14th because their families did not approve of their relationship. Hundreds of women are killed every year in Pakistan, often by their own relatives, for going against their family's wishes in matters of love and marriage. A local foundation has reported a 70% increase in honor killings in the past year. American security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a cybersecurity firm based in Moscow. The Department of Homeland Security issued the order Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said it was concerned about ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. The International Olympic Committee announced Wednesday it will award the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Paris and the 2028 Games to Los Angeles. The announcement followed a vote at the Olympic Committee's headquarters in Peru. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.